With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. This news is brought to you by AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Water and wastewater development charges will increase in Chatham-Kent over the next 5 years, putting greenhouse development on shaky ground. Reporter Tamara Thornton has more.
Chatham-Kent Council voted in favor of the new development charge bylaw at last night's council meeting. CK's Public Utilities Commission will phase in cost increases across the board, affecting construction of residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional projects. One group especially concerned with the increasing fees is the greenhouse industry, who say the increased costs will make it impossible to build in the area. Councillor Lauren Anderson added an amendment to the bylaw, calling on higher-level government representatives and greenhouse industry stakeholders to form a group to work towards creative solutions for the infrastructure issue. The general manager of the PUC adds that there are other options for water on the table and that any projects not hooked up to the municipal system are exempt from the fees. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton.
You can find more information about that up on our website at cknewstoday.ca. Stats Canada says the annual inflation rate fell to 2.8% last month. That was mainly driven by lower cellular and internet services. The rate of grocery price inflation also slowed. The federal agency says housing costs continue to put pressure on inflation with high rent and mortgage interest costs. You still have time left to buy flowers in support of a local service club. The deadline to order a bouquet of roses for $25 from the Chatham Sunrise Rotary Club is this Friday. It's the 23rd year for Roses for Rotary. President Glenn Smith says the roses can be picked up at the Portuguese Club in Chatham on Wednesday, March 27th, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
It's free delivery to anywhere in the Chatham area, and I mean anywhere. Free delivery. You will have personalized notes on it, whatever you want, and we love to do it.
You can place those orders by going to rotarysunrise.com. Members of the public have been paying their respects to the Mulroney family this afternoon. Former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney's casket will lie in state in Ottawa today and tomorrow. And don't put your winter gear away just yet. Environment Canada says it will be a chilly start to spring.
Right now, the longer-range models for the first part of April also indicating temperatures expected to be overall around seasonal values or a little bit warmer than seasonal values, and then that trend continues as we go through the rest of April.
Spring officially starts at 11:06 tonight. In sports, the Maple Leafs are in Philadelphia tonight while the Red Wings host the Blue Jackets. In spring training, Baltimore beat the Blue Jays 13-8. The Tigers play the Phillies tonight. Now for the forecast, cloudy with a chance of flurries overnight and down to -2. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, a chance of flurries and up to +2. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.